ओम शांति शांति
शांति
शांति।
शांति।
And now Temple Times, Meenakshi Temple Times by Taraji. Stay tuned, we'll be here till 2 p.m. And we are bringing you this beautiful song.
सकल संपद रूप मदिवो पावन मुल पावन पावन मुल She wants to be in Tirumala. That's traveling.
Sponsored by Sri Meenakshi Temple, Pearland, Texas. We are very excited about this radio show that represents the root of all religions, mother of all religions, most ancient of all religions, that is Sanatana Dharma, often referred to by its practitioners as Hinduism. Hinduism is sought to recognize the principles and practices that would lead any individual to become a better human being and understand and live in harmony with Dharma. We present this program on behalf of Sri Meenakshi Temple, the glory of the Vedic Dharma adds value, as I said, to any human being. And this beautiful, beautiful number that I just brought to you and thought of today is Adivo Aladivo Arifatamu. Here is the beautiful temple. You know, Sridharji, you know, it is the Vatican of Hindu religion. It is a place where thousands and thousands of devotees go. How much hardship each one goes to even think of being there. And even, you know, they wait for 3-4 days. Some people walk through the 7 hills and reach the temple. As they reach the temple, they get 2 seconds of darshan.
Yes.
But 2 seconds makes a whole lot of difference to that individual. And absolutely, it is one of the most kind of experience that you cannot imagine.
Yes. Yes, Taraji, my experience is to have a darshan of Balaji or Venkateshwara on the Tirumala Hills is really, really, you should be bestowed by his, you know,
grace.
Blessed grace, exactly. Because you go all that pain and in 2 seconds when you enter that sanctum sanctorium, wow. It's like a war.
It makes you
yes.
change.
And I've observed personally, with your mindset, you know what kind of darshan you will feel. If you go with lot of peace, inner peace,
yes,
it's beautiful. Right. Otherwise, I'll not say he, because we tend to misunderstand the grace is doing it, but actually you are stopping yourself by where your mind and heart, all your system is.
Correct.
Yes.
So today I dedicate this to Lord Balaji. I will tell you why, because we are Meenakshi Temple is celebrating what is called Panguni Uttiram.
Wow.
Okay. Panguni Uttiram is a festival that coincides with the full moon. And it is said that the Tumburu Tirtha in the sacred tanks of Tirupati Tirumala, Panguni Uttaram, the holy water from the Brahmanda Purana, is present in that Tirtham that day. So it is celebrated all over South Indian temples. Panguni Uttaram is a very important festival that is coming up. And I know I just wanted to bring up one more subject as we are on this, you know, divine vision. Especially Tirumala. I know you have been to Badrinath. You
yes.
have been to many North Indian temples also.
Yes.
You do have that ambience, and then once you are there, you are simply taken out of your own kind of
yes.
a realm, that you get into that spiritual kind of an aspect. But what every temple can do, there are certain temples that have those vibrations, that has those significance, that is one of the, I think, greatness about Tirupati Balaji is that he's worshipped all over South India,
right.
North India, East India, West India, wherever you think about it.
Yes.
They do.
And listeners, we are talking about the famous Tirumala temple on the 7 hills in state of Andhra Pradesh, closer to Tamil Nadu and Karnataka states too, in India.
Yes. And Sri Meenakshi Temple, upcoming events is one is Panguni Uttaram being celebrated at Sri Meenakshi Temple. They invite you to join on Sunday, March 27th, 10 a.m. is Sirvarisai procession to the Ganesh Temple, Sankalpam, Vigneshwara Puja, Punika Vachanam, and all that happens with the singing of Tirupuvar and the procession of the deities from the Silver Mile Vahanam happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. But I will dedicate one more song to the God of Tirupati. And here we go. Hope you like this. And this is another rocking song.
We'll definitely enjoy Taraji.
Here we go.
Thank you. ananta shayana srinivasa shivekadesha adishesha ananta shayana srinivasa shivekadesha
They finally know you.
You told me to tell Taraji. I told, who is the other lady who's talking and who's that man? I told Taraji and Sridhar.
Who is the man? The mystery man. So, I'll say he man.
They specially told me. They're in the group chat. They're sending messages.
You know Taraji.
From Dubai. Harita from Dubai.
Geetaji, and today I really thank Taraji for kicking off with Balaji. You forgot shopping, sweetheart. And second one, she followed up. So she's nailing it now, closing you out for the next weekend also.
The last one, she'll set it up for me.
Taraji, please don't. Now, take the back.
There's a one doctor in the group. She's saying this is so relaxing and we doctors need it.
Yes.
It's nice to hear. That is our reward, you know.
And hey, the spirits have risen. High tension in this video. Such good vibrations coming out. Perhaps Tirupati Balaji has got a lot to do with it, Geetaji.
Yes, yes.
Yes, yes, Taraji. And I personally thank you. There's a vested thought I showed you offline. Thanks for playing two Balaji songs back to back. And now Geetaji forgot about shopping.
No, actually, Taraji and Sriji, just my friends, like about 25, we just met in the WhatsApp, and a few
hello,
of them are
Taraji's friends.
Few of them are in like in Dubai and in India and in US, Dallas, all over. I shared our online link, masalaradio.com and sanatanhinducenter.org, and they said it's an awesome, awesome program. Taraji and Sriji, the man on the radio with Taraji and Geetaji.
The mystery man.
Yes, it's amazing program. Thank you, girls. All Harita, Samata, Sita. Thank you.
Thank you so much for your feedback. And let me get back to the Meenakshi temple. This month is special because Uttiram Nakshatram coincides with the full moon. The full moon signifies the marriage of Parvati and Parameshwara, Murugan and Devyane, Andar and Trangamannar, and Panguni Uttiram Narayana marries Komalavalli Nachiyar in the Kalyana Kola of his Bhaktas. Valmiki Ramayana says that it is on this day, the star, that Sita's marriage with Rama was celebrated. From the Brahmanda Puranam, we learn the Panguni Tirtham. Every holy water joins the Tumburu Tirtha, one of the seven sacred tanks in the Tirupati Tirumala. The day is intended to underline the glory of Grihasthashra Dharma, that is marriage of a householder. That is when you join in matrimony. The Almighty manifests marital state as Uma Maheshwara, Sita Rama, Radha Krishna, despite the changelessness, sans childhood or youth or old age. The Lord is indeed called the Nitya Kalyana Murti. It is duty of us to celebrate this day which Shiva and Vishnu temples appears to devotees in a married state. On Panguni Uttram, in all places where Lord Subramanya has a temple, devotees carry kavadi, requisites for the puja. Such fulfillment by devotees carrying to the temples is very important. They flock to all the Murugan temples throughout the year, and it is also celebrated as Deviyane marrying Lord Subramanya. Mahalakshmi incarnated on this earth and the ocean of milk. In fact, you know, Mahalakshmi's nakshatra is also Uttira nakshatra, and that is Mahalakshmi Jayanti. And on this day, Goddess Parvati in the form of Gauri married Lord Shiva in Kanchipuram, a very, very, very ancient city in the southern part of India, and is also celebrated at the Gauri Kalyanam Day. The Phalgun Purnima is also holy in Braj region. Includes traditional connected to Lord Krishna, Mathura, Vrindavan, Nandagam, Barsana, Komani, Uttarakhand, and the day Holika, the sister of Hiranyakashipu, was destroyed also falls very close to this time. It is celebrated as Basantosava in Bengal, Phagag in Bihar, Dolajatra in Oriya, Ganga Mela in Upi, Purnima, Bengal, Sigmo, Konkani, Ranga Panchami, Yoshang in Manipur, and every part of India, rituals and festivals do happen. Panguni Uttiram Vasantotsavam. This will happen at Sri Meenakshi Temple. Please do mark your calendar. It will be a special wedding celebration happening at Sri Meenakshi Temple. A lot of preparations are on its way. For more information, please call the temple to 81489-0358. And we invite you to join Sri Meenakshi Temple. We have Temple Times News Magazine online at www.emeenakshi.org. And let me play this one. It is Shanta Karam Bhujagashayana. It's a beautiful shloka.
They're talking about the program. They shared with some other friends, it seems. So, nice time also. After 25 years, they found. And then I get to share this.
That's nice.
These are my high school mates. The kids, from KG to 10th, we were in same school. So, we have this very good bondage with each and every one of them. So it's like a treasure, $25 million. That's what I was saying. 1 million each friend. 25 million. I forgot. I never miss them. But when they all come, you feel so happy. Like
Facebook and all these media,
they connect.
25 years ago, my college mates are with me now.
Wow. And now, like, I always tell Divina, why are you on phone? Divina is like, Mom, why are you always on phone? can you please get off your phone?
So now, who is the mom? My question.
See, the thing is, with Facebook and stuff, we're making more friends, which were ours, but you're forgetting our family.
Yes.
That's serious.
Yes.
Serious.
That's both
things.
Both two-sided arrows.
Add family to Facebook.
What we have to do is, we have to limit on Facebook.
But time didn't extend.
No, that's true, actually. That's true. You need to limit to
Facebook. Limit to Facebook and limit to family.
That's true.
You have to balance it out like anything.
Yeah, that is true, actually. From Dubai, she was trying to answer the three questions, it seems. I said, next time you call from Dubai, her mom was listening.
They can text also. They can WhatsApp. Yeah. You made it out. You can say that.
Yeah.
You can give to Deven at the time. She can check. You have to find all methods to all listeners.
You know what they can do? Is they can actually call on WhatsApp.
Oh, and then we can connect.
That's free.
Yeah, that's
and then free. I can connect through can the.
Connect.
Oh, yeah.
Technology is there, Geeta ji. Use it.
They have to call my number, or, right?
Yeah. WhatsApp number.
Whatever is there.
Yeah.
Just call them. Okay. Indus of Greater Houston will hold its 6th annual Hindu Youth Awards and Gala on April 9th, 2016, at Sri Meenakshi Temple here. This is a celebration of
all in the group now saying Jai Hanuman, Jai Ram. Suddenly,
of youth and their achievements. Motivational guest speakers will inspire all of their success stories. This is a great opportunity to meet, mingle, and interact with young Hindu leaders of tomorrow. For more information, you can call Richard Lipschitz at 832-451-7206 or Sopal Nourishman at 281-804-4339. You can also visit our website at www.hinduzoohouston.org.
Yes, the Hindu Youth Awards is coming up. Hindus of Greater Houston proudly announces bringing Hindus together, the 6th annual Hindu Youth Awards and Fundraising Gala. This is scheduled on April 9th at Sri Meenakshi Temple, Kalyana Mandapam. The annual Youth Awards and the Fundraising Gala HGH is a milestone in recognizing Hindu youth who have the spirit of contributing selflessly to the community with Seva Bhav, achieve academic excellence and inspire the rest of the youth in the community. Our key interest is to encourage the youth who are the future Hindu leaders of the society. HGH also follows rigorous and fair rating system that allows them to pick 6 or 7 most deserving candidates and provides them a platform to expose what they have been doing towards the protection and promotion of the Hindu values. The outstanding youngsters generally live up their lessons learned in their organizations and are actively involved with the community and are role models for their peers and juniors. Take pride in their heritage and culture, all being academically outstanding. In keeping up with its unique goal of uniting Hindus together, Hindus of Greater Houston is most appropriate organization to take up such an event as it crosses several independent organizations and temples. This year, the 6th Hindu Youth Award function, it will strive to continue the tradition as long and as far as it's possible. We have some exciting guests coming there. The chief guest and the keynote speaker will be Joseph Emmett. Joseph Emmett adopted Vedanta way of life. He is a Vedantist. He is a student of Swami Parthasarathy. He had training for about 6 years at the Vedanta World. And right now, he is the director of the Vedanta Society of San Francisco. He will be here to address the youth and give his experiences of how Hinduism transformed his life and how his practice of Vedanta has influenced him to be a better person. And it will be a wonderful lecture. We also have one more person who served the United States Army. His name is Vinay Mahadevan. And he will be sharing what Bhagavad Gita taught him when he was serving the army in Afghanistan and his deployment to Iraq. Both those places, he says, certain simple philosophies that he learned in life. He was born and brought up in Houston, actually. So still, yet, he was trained into the military, went through most toughest kind of challenges while he was serving. And he brings in that part of his kind of thing. And all of you, please do visit hindusofgreaterhouston.org. You can register for this. Please do come support the young people who are there and be part of this wonderful opportunity to be with young people. And I go back to the admirable chance that I have here listed for you today. And again, Sridharji, your favorite god, Lord Rama.
Oh.
Ram
Ram
Ram, singing with so much charm.
Ram Ram Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Ram Ram Ram, Ram Ram
Today there is certain some cracking happening here. For everything it's happening.
I also heard in,
on my headphones some cracking is happening. I don't know.
Yes.
How much ever low we put. Oh, this is good. This is good. Little, oh, but this is maybe the headphone.
No, whenever you want to stop the music, and I can
Listeners, I do have a guest today who is online one with us, and that is from the Global Organization of Divinity. Namaste, Jeevanji, Radhe Radhe, you're on air. This is Tara welcoming you to our radio program. Namaskar, Purnima ji, welcome to our program. Very excited that you are back in Houston again. And the Katha on Ramayana started yesterday, right?
Yes.
Very wonderful, very wonderful. Please give us what is happening with Ramayana. Actually, as you said it, even Chaitra Masa is the birth of Sri Rama, as well as this is the month where you also study the Ramayana through the both Valmiki as well as Tulsi Ramayana. And your lecture is based on Srimad Ramayana Valmiki on the 7-day Katha.
Okay, Niruji, what can you do for me?
Mm-hmm.
In the Sri Meenakshi Temple, the puja that is happening in Sri Meenakshi Temple, right? Oh, okay. Yes, okay. I'll ask it to repeat that. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you very much.
Thank you. Yeah, and I know that the Global Organization of Divinity is that through universal peace and harmony and inner transformation is based out in Pearland, Texas, with the Namadwar prayer house. And is this where the lecture happens, the 9 days? That's great. And also, are we having any festival or something happening during the daytime besides the evening lectures? Okay, wonderful. And I know Houston Gopakutiram children perform the Mahamantra song, as well as, you know, that school has got a lot of students with diverse culture. And you also do a lot of social work, and I think Global Organization of Divinity is dedicated. Absolutely, that is wonderful. Congratulations to all the organizers of that event, as well as you for your being here and inspiring the rest of them to do what they are doing. I'll definitely try to attend the Ramayana Katha and look forward to it. Thank you so much for joining, and I would like to... Yes, please. And the address of the Namadwar itself is in Pearland, Texas. It is 3642 Bailey Avenue, Manville, Texas. And it is also on Global Organization of Divinity is their website. And it's a free event. All of you, please do enjoy. If you would like to kind of donate something, take it along and be blessed. Thank you very much.
And Taraji, we heard Purnima ji long time back when Sanatan Hindu Center brought her.
Yes.
At Anjali Center.
Yes.
And Purnima ji, probably we think we never met, but we met you. Okay. You're an awesome speaker. And then, like you think, all the listeners out there, please go and listen to Purnima ji. No. Purnima ji, I'm requesting the listeners to go and then like enjoy your talk.
Yeah, because the Sanatan Hindu Center, Padmakant Kambhati, and we had the satsang at Anjali Center. Sridharji was talking about that.
Yes. Yes. Yes.
Thank you very much for joining us today, and we look forward to it. Yeah, namaskar.
Namaskar.
Rade.
Lord Rama's marriage day. Can you speak about Lord Rama's marriage day? Yeah, I think some listener wants you to repeat. You may speak it. Yeah, just that part.
Thank you.
talking about Ram Naam. Valmiki Ramayana says it is on the day of the Panguni Uttaram and the start that Sita's marriage was to Rama was celebrated. On the Brahmanda Puranam, that is where we learn that the day of Panguni Uttaram is a very auspicious day. It's a Uttara Nakshatram coinciding with a full moon, and it does happen in this month of March. It is called
Ramnavami.
Chitra Vaigasi, according to the Tamil calendar.
Oh, okay.
Okay, see, now that Yugadi is coming, as well as the Tamil New Year is coming,
yes.
This is the last month in the year of the Tamil calendar, is when Chitra Masam is when?
Chaitra Masam, yes.
Chaitra
yeah.
Masam is when Rama was born.
That's correct, yes.
Okay, it actually in the last Panguni Uttiram, Panguni Masam, they say when Panguni Masam comes, everybody will get married.
Oh, yeah, we do that in Andhra Pradesh. It's a Maghmas, we
correct,
say.
Correct,
yeah, Maghmas, just yeah. Before the Chaitra.
So,
yeah.
They'll always say Chitra, Pai Masam and Panguni Masam are the two marriageable months in the calendar.
Oh.
So that way, Panguni is when that happens, and Panguni Masam,
Sitarama
Kalyana Utsavam happens in most temples also.
Oh.
Yes.
Okay, this month, before even Ramji is born, Ram Navami, all the Utsav is happening. Okay.
I heard one of the callers were inquiring
yes.
about this.
This is for the caller. I think I got his name as Neeruji. Thanks for calling and asking us.
Yes. And we are now in Hindus of Greater Houston segment, sponsored by us with the voice of Sanatan Hinduism. Hindus of Greater Houston brings the Hindu community and supports all the temples, organizations, festivities and happening in the Greater Houston area. We celebrate Grand Janmashtami Festival at the George R. Brown Convention Center. We partner with Music Masala to celebrate the Holi Festival. This will happen on 26th of March from 12 p.m. to 6 p.m. at the Houston Farm and Ranch. I guess all of you are ready to attend the Houston Farm and Ranch Music Masala Radio, on which we are doing our program this now. We are partners with them right now. The 9th Annual Holi Festival, the largest, most colorful Holi in the USA, attracting 15,000 revelers each year. Holi is Indian festival. Color symbolizes victory of good over evil. The sound of music, drums resonate through the air. Everyone dances in the celebration throwing colors. We will have a special segment coming up next Sunday. We will dedicate it to Holi, but we will partner with the Masjid Masala. We will have a place for you to come and talk to us on Saturday, March 26th, 12 to 5 p.m. at the Houston Farm and Ranch. Houston Holi celebration happens, and we will talk all about Holika, the traditional Holi in India, Radha Krishna Holi celebration. All that will be presented to you by...
And Phoolon Ki Holi too.
Phoolon Ki Holi will happen in Janmashtami celebration.
Yes.
So, we have lots to talk about coming up. We will have the Vedic Fair that is coming up, which is a celebration of youth again. And we are also doing two Tindu Youth Awards. And here is Mayuresh bringing you this announcement.
Houston will hold its 6th annual Hindu Youth Awards and Gala on April 9th, 2016 at Sri Meenakshi Temple, Kerala. This is a celebration of Hindu youth who have the spirit of contributing selflessly to the community. Come hear the awe-inspiring stories of youth and their achievements. Motivational guest speakers will inspire all of the success stories. This is a great opportunity to meet, mingle, and interact with young Hindu leaders of tomorrow. For more information, you can call Richard Lipschitz at 832-451-7206 or Sopal Narasimhan at 281-804-4339. You can also visit our website at www.hinduzoohouston.org.
Okay, we go to topic. to encourage the listeners to share their
choice
of festival,
like,
ritual.
Like,
yeah, just simple.
Okay.
We are giving the shout outs for favorite festivals.
Oh.
Yes.
Good. Yeah. That will coincide with the ritual. Favorite festival. Holy, I think. Mm-hmm. Oh, Krishnashtami, ayo. Krishna. Taraji, you're not feeling well. How are you? 2 o'clock. That's Ananda. That's Parai.
You have thank God. Ladies have forgotten shopping.
That's
rituals and practices of Hinduism. The religious life of many Hindus is focused on devotion to God, perceived as Brahma, Vishnu, Shiva and Shakti. Devotion takes in the form of rituals and practices associated with cultures and images of gods in the home shrines. More philosophically minded Hindus ignore the gods altogether and seek realization through the self through intense meditation. Still, others focus primarily on the social and moral duties appropriate to the position in life. Various approaches are regarded equally valid, but in the fact of formally recognize the three paths of margas, Bhakti Marga, Jnana Marga and Karma Marga that Devina talks about, Geetaji talks about in our show, these are religious stages and importance to fulfilling duties. But there are ashramas, which is considered the ritualistic part. One is called the Brahmacharya. That is a ritual when the schooling years, acquiring knowledge, developing character, grihastha, you get married.
Yeah.
Everybody, marriage is a very happy occasion.
Yes.
I think that is why we're all happy today. Worldly pursuits and pleasures such as marriage, family, career, that is what makes a person, you know, whole.
Yes.
No matter what. You can be happy as a bachelor, but when it comes another person to share your life with, it makes a whole lot of difference.
Oh yeah, that's true.
Vanaprastha is when you don't have to, you cannot go find a vana right now to go spend time in those, in the jungles. Vanaprastha is when children reached adulthood, time of increased focus on spiritual things, you evolve. And Sanghasu is the last years of life, one may abandon world entirely for a life of contemplation. Because
yeah.
you prepare for your next stage of your life.
That's so beautiful. Yeah, Sanya, see, everybody who go through all these stages according to our Vedic, marga, Vedic paths, we all, one thing that amazed is we all in ancient times used to take sannyasa also. Sridharji is like looking at me. What is she talking about?
I'm
but
a modern sannyasi.
No, Vanaprastha also has another meaning. You know, there is also a sannyasi which couple takes the sannyas path.
Together.
Yes, there you
so
go.
We can also do that.
Yes.
So
do that.
See, sannyasa is, like I said, you know, chilling with spirit is spiritual. Spiritual.
Yeah. You are withdrawn towards internal.
Internally, yes. Partying in, partying out is all we do from brahmacharya, grihastha and all that.
Mm-hmm.
And then when we reach Vanaprastha and Sannyasa stage, you kind of start partying in because your bones and your body is not that active. You know, partying in helps a lot at that age.
Yes.
You know.
And Geetaji, just for the listeners, you both have brought about the most deeper, you know, stages of an Hindu.
Mm-hmm. Okay, it's called Purusharthas. Purusharthas,
okay.
Right?
Yes.
Purusharthas also we discussed, like moksha and all that, and then grihastha, all the ashramas, the four pursuits of human life according to our old Vedas and all that.
Yeah, and then what surprises me, Taraji,
And Geetaji, is even Ayurveda is one of the Hindu practices,
yes,
considered and falls under ritual. Okay, all the modern minds out there, even when you do puja, it's a ritual.
It's a ritual, yeah.
Yes, you celebrate festivals, it's a ritual.
Mm-hmm.
So if you believe you're an Hindu, that means ritual is part and parcel of your life.
And
knowingly, unknowingly.
See, rituals, like we talked in the first segment, right now we question why we do this, why do we light the lamp? There is a scientific reason for everything. Why do we light a lamp? Why do we, in the morning when you get up, like our gurus have told us, like, you know, you open your hands and chant a shloka, Karagre Vasate Lakshmi. So that means you're looking into your palm and getting energized with Lakshmi, Saraswati,
yes,
and Govinda.
Right.
So, I mean, it chills your spirit. I mean, you invoke that beautiful energies, all that positivity early in the morning, and you carry that forward. And then you pray to earth and you pray to sun god. All these prayers are nothing but invoking these energies. And in fact, those energies are there. You're just remembering them, invoking in you, which will make your life positive. All the rituals is to make us positive and take our life energies up and up and up. And then what do you get out of it? When you reach that point, ananda, bliss.
Yeah.
Like Taraji was telling, she was up till, I'm giving the secret away, guys. She played beautiful songs. We were dancing in the studio. And Taraji said she was awake listening to the songs again and again till 2 p.m.
Yeah.
She got ananda.
So
she
next time
you're
gonna call her on Sunday, Saturday night, and make sure she is
2 a.m. sleeping.
Okay, please give us a shout out. We
yes.
would like to know any ritual that you would like to share with us. And I would also like to have a question here with our very quiet person who is here in the radio, because I'll tell you what, I know him as a very modern kind of a outlook. Do you have any questions about our Hindu rituals?
Rakesh Bhai, you got to speak.
The way I look at it, everything we do is a ritual. Okay. So basically, like, we brush our teeth and do, that's a ritual, right?
Correct.
To keep our body. So the rituals that we Hindus do is basically for our mind. And yoga, since we do, that's our body. So it's, we need to do all those things. And the only thing is that we quite don't understand what those are. So that is the main reason why we need to talk about this.
Yeah,
and we need to understand that.
Yes, very beautifully said, Rakeshji. Food for body, just we give, like, cleanse our body. We also need to cleanse our mind, silence our mind. We do yoga, pranayam, breathing techniques. We do meditation for our mind. Not only just mind, for emotional mind, you know, just mind, for senses. You know, senses are all outward. So we bring them in. Why? When you bring in, also all these rituals, the mantras, there are so many rituals, like 16 rituals from birth to death, which we do, like samskaras, and a form of festivals, we do rituals. And like we talk about Putra Kameshti Yajna, or any yajna that we do, like havan and fire involved with mantra chanting. Why do we do? So these are also brings our energy levels up. You know, our life energy, that we are still, right now we are alive because of that life energy, like soul. It needs energy too. When that energy is up, you know, that's when it is extremely up, that is a big shot. So even without that big shot, ananda, you know, paramananda, all our sages have been telling us, you know, paramananda, you have to experience or to be happy. You know, we do all this. But happiness at a physical level, mental level, emotional level, and energy level. All these four are combined. They lead this. But to talk about each ritual, I know you have a question, Sridharji, but to talk about each ritual, just taking a simple one. Why do we light up the lamp? See, there is a symbolic thing. Lighting up a lamp is removing your ignorance and that knowledge, representing knowledge. So when you light up a lamp in a dark room, the ignorance of seeing
darkness
is gone, darkness is gone. So, but at the same time, scientifically also, there is a meaning to it. Just simple lighting of lamp, it oxidizes. Basically, oxygen is produced through the burning of the lamp and the oil, and cow ghee, and they say sesame seed oil, that produces more of oxygen, positive oxygen molecules, or I don't know if it's a molecule or atom, which state it is, but it is positive oxygen. So our negativity, when you have a negative mind or you know, negative ions present all over our body, it comes and neutralizes. See the scientific reason behind that.
Oh, yeah. So I think Geeta ji is in the middle school now. Just for the listeners who are like me, who are going to the school very late in their lives, you know, we have to understand that there are different levels of rituals. Mm-hmm. Okay, the basic one, when we say namaste, okay, is also a ritual. There is a reason behind it.
Yes.
Go ahead, Rakesh bhai.
So what I was saying is, when we do any kind of ritual, and if we understand it, we are making more sense to it, and we can put more emphasis on what it is.
So when you make sense to yourself, that's the inward journey.
Exactly.
Now, the thing is, see, for example, there's a car, right? The thing is, we don't need to understand how the car is actually made of, like four wheels. We see, as long as you know, it is taking you to places. I would say, for me personally, it benefited is, when you go and do a ritual, just observe how, observation, like, you know, how you're feeling. If you're feeling positive, continue with it, because you can't really open it up. We are not sages. It is that cosmic, the ritual. I mean, some of them are very simple to understand. Some of them, like you said, middle school, high school, PhD level are there. They are giving us benefits. The best way to understand or use them is, experience them.
I'm not talking about knowing everything about the car or everything like that, but you know, at least if you know a little bit about it,
then you know, it'll open up your mind.
That's an excellent point, guys, because you know, you're on both sides of the equation.
You need to know how to fill up the gas.
Yes, yes.
That's true. Yes. That's true. But we sometimes what it is we want to know how it is done, what is the technicality of it. For me, it benefited by just observing what it does to me. Like when you take a grinder, like in the kitchen, it kind of, does its work, but I don't need to know how it works. So as long as you observe what it does, for me, it's enough. But yes, you can know. There is enough. It's an ocean to know. Like after our journey, like 20 years spending with this, I think I'm nobody. You know, nothing I really learned about thing, but I know this thing benefits us.
Yeah. And listeners, please join us. The discussion is interesting on rituals in Hindu Dharma, 281-277-6874. And, you know, we should all understand it's a real complex, sometimes gets really hard to understand topic, but it's basically at a different state of your mind, different ways of looking at it.
And different stages of your life too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Sing you one song right
yes.
now,
mm-hmm.
and then from all these serious talk, we're going into very simple kind of a thing.
Yes.
This is a question
mm-hmm.
of Krishna going and talking to his mother that he have met a beautiful girl.
Oh, and
he wants to know all about her.
I found my Radha also. Somebody called? Oh, okay. Never heard this song. Who's the singer? Not there, I know, I understand. Yeah.
Thank you.
this is the other way around. Usually, mothers want their kids to get married. The kids don't.
Yeah, nowadays. We'll just end it and then talking about rituals, guys, there are 16 rituals or samskaras that from birth to death we do, like Taraji mentioned, Garbhadana, Pumswan, Simantam. Simantam is what she mentioned, and Jatakarma, Namakarana, Nishkramana, Annaprasana, all these things are done until the last rites. So these are the rituals that gives us positive energy. So ritual, even though we don't understand completely, yes, we can make the effort to understand. Even though we don't understand, we can make an effort to actually perform that ritual to invoke all the positive energy in our life. So enjoy performing rituals.
The magic word is accept no matter what. Then the effect happens.
Yes, and that too, positive effect. Positive yes. effect will happen. Materialistic as well as spiritual, all kinds
Everything
of benefits.
Everything is pretty auspicious. Yes. You start, whatever you do these rituals, it has got very positive effect with auspiciousness combined. Like even the Vivah itself.
Yes.
You know, when that beautiful picture that we got it from CRM. Is when Janaka gives away Sita, Iyam Sita, Mama Sutha. That is a beautiful kind of a thing that where, you know, the father feels proud to give his daughter away.
Too, yeah. There's so much meaning.
Intentional one. See, here also, even in the Christian weddings, you know, the father gives away the bride.
Yeah.
It has got come from where some origin has taken place, and Hinduism is the origin period.
Taraji is all. Yes, and time to go, guys. Really, really enjoyed today. It was really wonderful with all of you and my classmates giving away a lot of amazing feedback. Really enjoyed all that energy today. So we'll be back next Sunday, same time, 12 p.m. to 2 p.m. We'll be there. And we thank all our listeners and our sponsors, our host, co-host, guest host, and Hindus of Greater Houston, specifically Hindus of Greater Houston, Meenakshi Temple, and Sri Sitaram Foundation of USA. And we will chant Mangalam. We'll be playing the Mangalam right now. And also Masala Radio. Thank you so much. Shanti, Shanti, Shanti.